Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 13th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Amazon Web Services announced new services targeted at corporate customers wanting to run their own generative AI models, including instances using custom hardware to more cost-effectively run them. The cloud provider will make models from Anthropic, Stability AI, and AI21 Labs available to customers. According to AWS CEO Adam Selipsky, "We believe that customers are going to need a lot of different generative AI models for different purposes." Last month, Italy's data regulator ordered OpenAI to stop processing local data, suspecting it of breaching GDPR. The regulator now says in order to come into compliance, OpenAI must publish full details of its data processing, adopt strong age gating and verification tech to prevent minors from accessing services, clarify the legal basis it uses for processing local data to train AI, and provide a way for people to exercise rights over personal data potentially generated by tools like ChatGPT. It set a compliance deadline of April 30th for most of these issues, with a plan for age verification needed by May 31st. LinkedIn announces partnering with secure identity platform Clear for user verification in the United States. To use the feature, you need to provide LinkedIn your government-issued ID and phone number, then your profile will display a new verification section under the Connect and Message buttons. Global LinkedIn users will also be able to prove where they work with a verification code sent to their company email address. LinkedIn says this feature works with 4,000 companies on the platform, with more to come. LinkedIn also partnered with Microsoft to let workplaces use the Microsoft Entra Verified ID platform to issue digital workplace IDs for free for eligible users, rolling out at the end of this month. Warner Brothers Discovery announced it will change the name of its HBO Max app to just Max on May 23rd. This platform will include content from Discovery Plus, although Discovery Plus will remain available as a standalone service in the U.S. CEO David Zaslav said Max will eventually include sports and other live content. Max will offer three tiers, a $10 a month ad-supported tier, a $16 a month ad-free tier, and an ultimate $20 tier for 4K streaming with Dolby Atmos support. Nikkei Asia's sources say Apple began talks with suppliers to begin producing MacBooks in Thailand. Suppliers say these could either complement planned MacBook production in Vietnam or serve as backup locations. Apple reportedly began producing Apple Watches in Thailand for over a year. According to Taiwan's Ministry of Finance, chip-making machine exports to the U.S. increased 42.6% on the year in March. In contrast, exports to China fell 33.7% on the year, the ninth straight month of decline. Garmin announced the $450 Instinct 2X solar smartwatch. Garmin claims in the device's smartwatch mode, it can get unlimited battery life through solar charging if you wear it for 3 hours outside in 50,000 lux conditions, basically direct sunlight. In fitness modes with GPS on, the watch will drain much faster. The watch also includes a multi-LED flashlight, adds new tracking activity for things like obstacle courses, and advanced fitness features. The company Databricks released its text generation large language model DALL-E 2.0 under an open source license that allows commercial use for companies and individuals. This was trained on records generated voluntarily by Databricks employees. CEO Ali Goedsi said the model is ideal for simpler applications, things like responding to support tickets and technical prompts. Recent insider builds of Windows 11 changed the default behavior of the print screen key, now opening the snipping tool rather than copying your screen to the clipboard. Users can change this back in settings, don't worry. The popular caller identification service Truecaller introduced an update to provide live caller IDs on iOS for subscribers. The feature still remains limited, though, compared to the Android version. Users must ask Siri to search Truecaller as a call comes in. This will search through a set number of directories stored in Apple's CallKit framework, determined by Truecaller's spam algorithm, although these will be updated daily. The fitness app Strava added in-app Spotify integration. This lets users access Spotify favorites from the workout record screen and doesn't require subscription to either service to access it. The latest update to Google Maps adds navigation enhancements for national parks. The app will now highlight an entire trail route on the map and provide precise directions rather than just a start pin. The app will also highlight popular destinations in the park. Maps will also support downloading park maps for offline access. Google released the first beta for Android 14. This adds a new share sheet where developers can add custom app-specific functions, supports users applying per-app language settings, and supports apps restricting sensitive data visibility for accessibility services. The Twitter account H0X0D published a video showing what appears to be a leaked early concept of a Windows 11 UI optimized for handheld PCs, showing a launcher and gaming shell. The video comes from a Microsoft-held hackathon from September, though no indication Microsoft leadership will further develop the idea. The team behind the UI already released a way to use Steam Deck controls across Windows on GitHub. And finally, back in 2019, Google introduced Currents as a replacement for Google Plus in G Suite. Last year, it announced it would start winding down Currents in 2023, and now it says Currents will shut down on July 5th. Data will remain available for export until August 8th. The company says it will encourage existing Currents users to migrate to its Spaces offering. Good night, sweet prince. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.